this episode of Report This Post.
Hello to all of our beautiful and handsome patrons. Welcome to the latest bonus episode. My name is Geiger, and that is Christian.
Hi, everybody.
Great. And we're your hosts with the posts. We are back for the first time in a long time doing a normal bonus episode.
That's right.
Together. Now, it was only like 3 weeks ago that you folks heard us doing a bonus episode together, but that was about 2 months ago for us, because we slobbed a whole bunch together one evening. So yeah, that was like what, last week of November,
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, so it's been a hot minute, but here we are.
You were able to pull great. Through on your own there for a couple weeks, put together some interesting bonus episodes.
Did you listen to either of them?
I listened to both.
Wow.
Yeah. I got your secret messages in both of them, so I will go ahead and they are both noted.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember what those messages were. So
Care if I'm dead from the best of show, and then the have to do a Mount Rushmore with all the horrible women we talk about on the podcast.
Oh yes, that's right. It was Onoshi Twitant. Who else?
Charlotte Clymer, Rachel Dolezal, and then there was a fourth that we were going to try to figure out. So.
And that would be the viewers like you.
Write in. Go ahead and email us, reportthispost@gmail.com. Let us know who should be on that fourth one on that t-shirt.
The fourth one will be everyone's wife that listens. All the other girlfriends that share.
Just a blank thing. It says listener's wife. That's right.
We'll just put a little blank space on the shirt, and you can draw in your own portrait of your girlfriend and then present it to her. To the most disappointed possible face on the planet. Like, oh, is this that podcast you talk about awkwardly sometimes?
Is this the thing I blank out while we're driving?
When you know I'm clearly not interested, yet you still try to push the topic that, yeah, no, you got to hear this part. This is really funny. And it's obvious she's not paying attention, and you like laugh a little bit loud to try and make it seem like it's actually funnier than it is. I'm not catching on that that's what you're trying to go for.
This is the part you're supposed to laugh at. That's right. Yep.
Carol, did you catch that? Oh, you're on your phone? Okay. Great. Yeah, so we'll get that up on the store here real soon. Mount Gashmore.
Oh, is that okay?
Mount what else could we call it?
Gashmore's pretty good. Yeah.
All right. Well, I think I think we're good there. Great. All right. So, hey, speaking of gashes, those are disgusting. And speaking of disgusting, one of the hosts of the show is feeling a little bit under the weather right now.
Yeah, that's right.
What happened there, pal?
Boy, I played the odds and I lost big time. I decided to travel at what turned out to be the height of the spread of the Omicron variant with my young child. Decided to go home over New Year's to visit family, and in doing so, acquired and spread this illness to a number of people, both in my family and outside of, got a number of people pretty upset with me, but, you know, like they say, what are you going to do? Can't change it. Yeah. So everybody's okay. We're all good. It seems, it really does. I'm going to sound like such a conservative. Seems like a mild cold, if anything else. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's kind of like not a big deal. We shouldn't care about it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, they should just shut down all the hospitals. If you come in with it, they should just send you home. You're fine. Yeah, so went, what, almost 2 years without getting this fucking stuff? And somehow, and getting on an airplane was the really sealed the deal for me. So
it's good Good choice to do that. And you got your vaccination shots, right? Is that correct?
I did, and the booster. Yep.
Three shots, still got sick. Interesting.
Yeah, well.
I'm just updating my spreadsheet here, my little graph of interesting statistics about this quote-unquote virus that's going around.
The China virus, yes. Yep.
Yeah. That's cool. I don't think I've gotten yet, but...
You've been sick, though. You've been sick a couple times.
That's true. Who the hell knows? And I haven't been tested. I don't care if I get it or if I don't get it. I certainly don't care if I spread it. So
there
I'll never know if I get it.
Episodes of recording where you become ill during the course of recording for one and a half hours. Like, deathly ill. Like, stop recording. You saying, I have to go to bed immediately.
Yeah, that's fine, though.
Just like Victorian era child levels of immunity against stuff. Just
sixth generation inbred cousin heir to the throne. Just not even remotely any sort of difference in any of the gene pool at all. Just
a window's left open and you have pneumonia. It's just no.
Just a pale, sickly little boy with a loose, long-sleeved white shirt,
sweating.
Brown trousers,
wet hair plastered his scalp. Yeah, so we're just a bunch of sick folks over here. Mm-hmm. We're really good. It's been real fun bouncing, changing some stuff that I had planned going around here. Canceling my child's birthday party, postponing that. What else? Having her home here for 10 days straight quarantined with me. It's been a real, just a blast. So all I can say, I can't recommend it enough, folks. Go out, go to the grocery store without a mask on, stand right next to somebody else without a mask on. Get this stuff as soon as you can. You're not going to want to miss out on this. You're going to want this.
More importantly, you want to fly across the country during the height of the pandemic.
Look, it really popped off the day of the flight. And at that point it was kinda all or nothing on it. So oh well.
Hey, we're all gonna die one day anyway. But you know what, you mentioned a bunch of sick folks.
Sure.
Speaking of sick folk, why don't we read some posts from some sick folks out there, huh?
Sure. Let's open with a place that's not so sick with what the stuff they think is right. This is Flugelrod. User Flugelrod. It's been out of practice a bit. Flugelrod was looking for some help and posted this over on the boards at stormfront.org. Does anyone know of any white nationalist reggae bands? Do they exist? I sometimes listen to Bob Marley, and when he sings about black liberation, I pretend he is singing about white liberation instead. My only problem with reggae is it promotes marijuana smoking, and smoking marijuana, while it may seem fun at first, eventually becomes something that causes mental impairment, and so the marijuana smoking lifestyle is a degenerate lifestyle, and it is not good to smoke marijuana. Does white nationalist reggae exist? It does not.
Well, so there's a market for it, is what we're finding out.
That's right. There's a big gap there for white nationalist reggae.
I mean, there certainly is. You know what? I'm wondering if there's a white nationalist hip hop as well.
Yeah. Ooh. I think there's finding?
I found the Wikipedia for white power music. It encompasses various music styles including rock, country, experimental music, and folk. Ethnomusicologist Benjamin R. Teitelbaum. I see that bomb there. Argues that white power music can be defined by lyrics that demonize variously conceived non-whites and advocate for racial pride and solidarity. Genres include Nazi punk, rock against communism, national socialist black metal, and fash wave.
Fash wave, okay. Cool.
Very cool, yeah. There's also an offshoot of Fast Wave called Trump Wave.
Oh, that's even awesome.
Oh, and there's also another further one is a Simpsons Wave, which is just about the Simpsons. Which
but
I don't
it's
think
white
is,
nationalist,
is,
or is that
I don't
a,
think
that's on
it's
the,
not. Oh, I think it's just a very it's a part of the vaporwave movement. Fash Wave is a part of it, and Simpsons Wave is another.
Oh boy,
vaporwave is a fun one.
Is it? Is that what? Is that like what 100 Gex is? Is that vaporwave?
I don't know what 100 Gex is. All I know about vaporwave is that it's like music that's meant to replicate the music of my youth in some way. The music that would be like stingers on TV shows and stuff like that, you know, just like that very electronic, weird mood rock music that would be
okay. Sure.
Commercials
sure.
and stuff.
Yeah, sounds bad.
From the late 80s, from what I can tell. It's not great, but.
But what music is, really? That's.
Yeah, music stinks.
I'm back in my music sucks era. I think I listened to too much music recently. And
that's because you got COVID and you can't hear.
I think it's because I went too autistically hard into music and now I'm sick of it. So now I'm just not going to listen to it right now. Instead, I'm just going to watch or listen to TV shows and not watch them. That's my new weird thing I'm doing.
That sounds great. Folks, you want to tune into this week's main episode about Morrissey. Speaking of music that neither of us like. So, right. Is that this week's episode?
Yeah, sure is. Yeah.
That's going to be a fun one. Pay attention to that one. Got some really shit posts from that one. Morrissey's a fun character. He said a lot of fun things that I would say some of them might be the kind of thing you would hear on Stormfront.
Yeah, there's some crossover
a little bit, which kind of surprised me. But speaking of all that, I found this post from Our Judaism.
Oh, okay.
I was bait and switched into watching Nazi propaganda last night, and I am still shaking. I was cruising a popular adult website, and I came across a relatively innocuous video title that had an attractive person as the thumbnail. A seemingly vanilla clip. Naturally, I clicked on it. The video starts and then immediately jump cut to footage of Nazi rallies. White text over goose steppers claiming Jews created porn to control the world and keep the goyim docile. Phrases like, mercy is for God and women. Now is the time for men to act. Show them your righteous fury. It was absolutely terrifying. I never had something like this happen online. I reported, and the video has since been flagged until they contact the uploader. Even my spank bank ain't safe now. Really at a loss with humanity. Be safe out there.
You won't last 2 minutes watching this Nazi propaganda.
I probably wouldn't.
I mean, honestly, pretty clever idea. It's like those YouTube kids videos that have like the weird, all the weird stuff put into them.
It's pretty much the same thing.
It's the same idea, right? Yeah. Captive audience. And you're like, well, you know what? If I disguise this, and yet the guy sat dick in hand, just watching this Nazi video on presumably Pornhub or RedTube or whatever, wherever he was at. X videos.
Yeah. Well, I've never heard of any of these websites personally, but I'm sure you just Googled a naughty website.
And that's right.
Came up.
Yeah. Okay. Just auto-filled. That took me over to the tab that was already open on my browser. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Here's your favorite accounts that you follow. It's like just Twitter. I think we've talked about this before, and it's certainly not an original idea, but like the comments on some of these videos, it's not so much the comments themselves, but the fact that like guys actually make comments on those sort of
videos. Oh yeah, that they take the time to post that stuff. Sure.
They're just like have conversations on there.
I think there was either it was either a Tumblr account or it might have been a Twitter account, but I think either way, I don't think it's around anymore. That would like just curate, had all those like weird comments curated, where people were like asking like, "Hey, I can't get past this boss in Dark Souls," and it's like the name of the video, you know, big sloppy mommy, you know, whatever. It's like,
see, that actually makes sense. That's kind of fun, but it's more just like, "Hey, what do you guys think about this girl's asshole?"
See, like, that's the kind of comments.
Hey, nice talking to you again. You know, like we had a conversation on another video about another girl's asshole. It's great to see you again, pal. Like that sort of stuff is really we're just having like casual connection with another guy, about some woman's pussy or tits, and that's just the whole thing. And then you like say you nod like, "Yep, great conversation." Now what? Guess I'll lock my phone and fly this plane. Take these people safely home to Denver. That's pilots are perverts, is what I'm getting at.
I get it. People. Yeah, they are. I think
shouldn't be allowed to do what they do.
But you know what they should be allowed to do is drink, because what else are you going to be doing up there for between anywhere from 3 to 8 hours?
Our airplane episode.
Air travel.
Yeah. Our airplane episode. We're just talking about airplanes. No posts.
We just talking how much about.
We thought airplanes were cool. How do they fly? I don't know.
There's talk about cool. Autistic.
Hey, speaking of, you know what I did last night?
What's that?
My young son, 2 years old, woke up at about, let's say, midnight, and then I was up till now. Which was, 18 hours ago?
So sure.
I'm going to have a real good dive after this one.
Yeah, just right, doing the jumping into the foot of the bed, sliding up under the covers, and you're already asleep by the time your head hits the pillow kind of thing?
If I even make it. But, yeah, so him just losing his mind, like just screaming for like at least 90 minutes, and then that just, well, I'm done sleeping now. But I was in bed, and you want to talk about autistic? I looked up, I started looking up the asteroid that hit the Earth to kill the dinosaurs, and I watched like 10 videos that were like, here's what it was like on Earth when the asteroid was hitting. Well, and it would be like a 30-minute video in like in real time showing the effects of an asteroid hitting the Earth, the ground exploding, the gases going into the air, all that stuff, like slow motion, just things going. And I'm just staring like, wow, that sounds cool. Wow, so everything within 1500 miles was incinerated immediately. That sounds pretty sweet.
So that's gonna be the new thing you're into for the next 6 days. Yeah,
is being obliterated by a space rock.
God, doesn't that sound fucking good?
I even like pictured like me taking the whole family and just like sitting there looking up as it comes down and just like, was like, this is powerful, guys.
All of them screaming, crying, holding one another. You got a fold out lawn chair with a beer and you're just like, no, look.
There it comes. All right. We're all in this together. We're all. The species is now extinct. How cool is that?
Just that scene from Terminator 2 with the bomb going off, but it's you with a Coors Banquet up to your lips, and it just blows all your skin off.
Yeah, Sarah Connor's screaming, and I'm just sitting there with fucking sunglasses on and a Hawaiian shirt. Here we go, baby.
Sounds great. Cannot wait. Let's speed this up a little bit, folks. We got shit to do. Cool. Well, hey, this is something that was sent over from somebody. I can't remember who, but user Morning Zesty Clothes 703 posted this to RIBS, the subreddit for those with irritable bowel syndrome. I had to fucking shit in the trash can today. My freaking boyfriend goes to the bathroom, and I wake up and literally cannot hold it in. And there's only one fucking bathroom here. And I literally had to shit in the garbage, and it was so fucking embarrassing. And he found out because I didn't know where the fucking garbage bags were to double bag it just in case. So yeah, I had immense relief and wasn't going to shit myself on his bedroom floor, but he calls me disgusting for it, and now I'm just miserable. And I miss my parents' house because it had 3 bathrooms and I never had to worry. Although his house has 3 bathrooms, the other 2 are on his family's floor. Anyway, just want to die.
Yeah.
Rigor Mortis 666 replied, I'm not the type to say leave him, but leave him immediately. I shit myself on the toilet because I couldn't get my pants down fast enough, and I spent the next couple of hours crying in the shower, and my partner made me tea and told me it's okay. This is not your fault. You cannot control it, and his behavior is by no means acceptable.
Dudes rock, right?
That's right. Yeah. Folks, if you want to check out a bunch of late 20-something women who cannot hold their poop in, tell stories about how they're afraid to poop in the bathroom while their significant other is showering, check out RIBS, because that's 90% of the posts over there are.
Oh. It's funny. I don't think I've heard of a man having IBS ever.
No, because we just have diarrhea. We just shit. That's it. Yeah. Like, it does everything that comes out of our body is simply shit, no matter what the consistency is.
And yeah, like, women are just like terrified of the idea of shitting. So if they have to do it in an impolite way, they think it's some sort of horrifying sickness they have. For a dude, it's like, I'll just shit where I have to. I shit my pants. Whatever. Still gotta go to work.
We had a listener call in a number of months ago who that very thing happened. Shit his pants on the way to work. So
yep, women could never.
Oh, for sure. No, they would. They would have to take a week off of work. They would have to have multiple therapy sessions. That would, yeah. And then a freaking shopping trip so that they could get a whole new wardrobe. Am I right?
Leaving a goddamn shit trail throughout the mall so they can get back to their car. Damn, they're disgusting. So IBS is a fun one. Speaking of that, here's a post titled, Finally Found a Cleaner That Works, over on our Copper Files, a subreddit for people that are attracted to shit. I was cleaning my coffee grinder after trying to shave frozen shit into flakes for decorating food and for using as a topper. Anyway, vinegar and water to dilute plus a sponge, it both cleans it well enough that with a bit of sudsy water, you'll have it with no scent or what's there is covered up by the vinegar. There is no faint shit lingering smell that we all know and love. So vice versa, if you want that faint scent, use pretty much any other cleaner.
So if you want the faint scent.
Yeah. If you want to get rid of that faint shit smell, use a lot of vinegar because you're just masking it with vinegar. But if you don't, if you want to have that lingering shit smell
that we all know and love,
all of us are huge fans of, just use 409 or whatever.
Well, hey, you know what? White vinegar really can clean a lot of stuff, so that's great. That's a good tip. Can we talk about shaving frozen shit into flakes for decorating food?
Yeah, I think we should.
Couple things here. The coffee grinder, I don't think, is the best way to go about it.
Man, once you're getting like actual tools involved for your fetish, like, it's gone too far.
Well, that's gonna powder it. It's not gonna make it a flake, and it's gonna warm up. It's just gonna turn into a sludge, right?
It's just like once you're like putting stuff in the dishwasher. As a result of your fetish, it's like, come on, man. Like, you've gone too far. Just stick something in your ass or take something out of it, as these guys like to do, and be done with it. Don't, you know, it's like, well, I gotta check the instructions on this my Amazon purchased coffee grinder to see if it can handle a frozen turd.
In the room. In the room.
Just asking, the, on, asking on questions. The questions.
Yeah. Can this handle frozen piece of shit? Trying out all the attachments on the KitchenAid mixer to see which one.
The meat grinder or the pasta maker is an even better one.
Just rolling it out. Rolling it thin first and then just chopping it. That would probably work. Sure. Why not?
Oh, boy. The guests at my dinner party did not like the tortellini I served.
Okay. Really it, there's the second one. Who's the food for?
Yeah. Yes.
Decorating food with.
Yeah. Just like. Now, again, sitting down to like plan a decoration tactic is so insane. Like, you're not even hard doing that. You know what I mean?
It's become so ingrained in your life that you're just like, this is me now. Oh boy. I'll tell you.
Making little shit roses to put on my cake. And, I think that's just totally fine. Great.
Yeah. This is a question I have for you. When you worked in an office setting and you do like a potluck or somebody would bring in something they made or something, would you eat it?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay. I've never been one to care about that stuff. In fact, it never even occurred to me until actually fairly recently that, because when my wife mentioned a similar thing at her work, when people would bring something in for like a potluck, and one of her coworkers was like, "Well, I'll never eat someone that it's something that someone made at home and brought in." I was like, "I never even considered that yeah. person might be living in a fucking pigsty."
Sure.
I was like, "Oh, food, I'll eat it."
Yeah, yeah. I'm of the same ilk that I would eat it. I've worked with a number of people. One of my old bosses would have to know whose food was whose and who had pets. Because he would not eat anything from a household with pets in it.
Did he have allergies?
No, just thought that pet stuff gets in everywhere, which it does. Fair enough. There's probably dog hair in all that food, but
right. But it's also in everything then,
because yeah.
every employee at a restaurant has a pet.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know. Where do you draw the line?
Yeah. Like restaurants are a lot dirtier than most actual like home kitchens.
Oh, for 100%. Yeah, the restaurants are fucking gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, so okay, so we're both the ilk that we'll just eat whatever, it doesn't matter. And when it sits in the fridge for the next 2 weeks, we'll continue to pick away.
Yeah, until it like clearly has a texture or taste that's just not what I'm looking for. I'm fine with it.
Take two bites though, just to make sure though. That's right. Great. All right. Fun. Hey, a mom to be posted this update to a Facebook event she had created.
Okay.
Dear members of the Squire Sebastian Senator Baby Shower, I have a really important announcement to make. It brings me pain to have to tell you this, but I am canceling the event. I will text you soon if you're invited to my smaller, more inclusive party. At least here, no one will judge me. Why? Why am I doing this? Because y'all been talking shit about my unborn baby. An unborn child. How can you judge an unborn baby? What is wrong with you? To say this frankly, my friends and family have treated me like total shit. They spread rumors and lies about my child. No, I am not crazy. No, I am not mentally unstable. No, I was not drunk when I named my child. His name is Squire Sebastian Senator. That is that. You cannot force me to change his name. This is the name I was meant to give him. No, this is not his full name. Squire Sebastian Senator is only his first name. This is how it will be. He will not be allowed to have a nickname. He is to be called by his full and complete first name. I never knew my family could be so judgmental. We come from a long-lasting family of both squires and senators. If you look back in our family tree, the survival of this clan is literally rooted in squiredom. We are all related to senators, too. This name conveys power, it conveys wealth, it conveys success. My baby's name will be a revolution. It will push people to question everything. Why name your baby boring and overused names like Joshua, Brian, Sam, Nick, Mark, Bella, Marina, etc., when you can name it something special? Squire Sebastian Senator will live a powerful, wholesome life. His confidence will not diminish simply because his name is out of the ordinary. Instead, he will be extraordinary. Fuck you all, fake-ass family. You won't get to be part of my baby's life, and it's all because you had to judge him.
Mm. Oof. Triple S's on the name. Probably also last names with an S is what I would guess, just because that's the kind of
probably
situation we got here. Yeah, I've heard of these kind of parents. Not just this horrific name, but the idea of like he won't have a nickname. Like parents that are really weird about nicknames and shit. Like, please, like giving the teacher instruction. He's not allowed to be called this name. It's like, what the fuck are you? Like, I don't care what my kids are called. Like, just keep them out of my house for 8 hours a day. Do not care if the N word is decided. That's great. None of my business. Do not give a shit. Whatever you guys come up with. The other thing was her list of boring and overused names: Joshua, Brian, Sam, Nick, Mark, Bella, Marina.
Marina. She must know some Marinas, I'm assuming.
I've never heard of that as a name ever. And this is a boring, overused name. I guess if you know people where it's that common, where they're named Marina, you're going to be someone who has to go out of your way to name a child Squire Sebastian Senator.
His full first name that must be used. That's right.
Sweet. Sounds good. Not a baby shower fan myself, unless there's a lot of booze. And there generally is not.
Not usually, no.
Next post from a woman who definitely will not be throwing a baby shower. It's from the subreddit r female antinatalism, which basically is for women who hate the idea of people existing at all. Anyone else have fantasies of child neglect? I often daydream about having a son and neglecting him, forgetting about him, staring off into space while he cries, throwing food in his face when he refuses to eat, smothering him when he gets noisy, etc. Sometimes I also daydream of having a daughter, but I'm much less violent, just sick and unable to care for her. And another woman responded, I don't, but I'm surprised women don't abuse or kill their sons more, knowing that men's sexist, violent, or oppressive behaviors towards us. If I lived in a nightmare country like Saudi Arabia, where I'd be treated like a slave, then I would 100% neglect my sons. I don't know how women ever had it in them to nurture and care for men who hate them to begin with. Yep. Some great women here who, several of these kind of ladies that I've met that have actually were parents, which is pretty awesome. Yeah.
I don't know. That part of my brain still works, so I can't understand wanting to do that, let alone having an entire place where multiple women get together to discuss neglecting their children. A daydream about it. That sucks. That's really
bad. Yeah, just sitting around picturing throwing food on a baby's face.
Just blanking out, just staring out the bus window going downtown.
Like, every there's child been times today where one of my kids is like such a pain in the ass, I'm like, man, I want to beat the hell out of you, just like just shut you up, right? But no. At least, well, here's the thing, at least there's an actual crying infant in front of me that's annoying me. This person's is imagining a scenario where that's happening. I don't want that to happen. At least I'm there in the situation where I'm like, God damn, this sucks. This person is wishing they could be in a situation that sucks so they can smother an infant. What the fuck? Yeah.
Takes all kinds, right? Takes all kinds. This will be a woman that accidentally gets pregnant. And
she's going to have 7 kids.
Yep.
No doubt.
Yep.
She's like 18 now, probably. By her 30th birthday, we'll have half of the Northern Ireland falling out of her coos. And that'll be that.
We wish you the best. Hopefully she can find another subreddit to post on.
Well, I think we're going to look for another episode to record in a week. Does that sound right?
Boy, we're really... really rusty on this one. Sorry, everybody.
Usually when we do the main episode, it's like everything's so in order and cutting it. We really had a rhythm there, but the bonus ones, we really were well off the beaten path here. Don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's still good, right?
Yeah.
definitely worth the money.
Thanks, everybody. See you next time.